So why are there so many dang old narcissists today? That's the question, isn't it? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So welcome back, folks. Yes. Why are there so many dang on narcissists? So before we hop into today's episode, y'all, my first mini course about understanding the seven stages of a narcissistic relationship is available right now. The link is in the description of every single video and podcast that I do. Check it out. I have a community as well, a small support group as well. Check it out. Like I said, but yes, why are there so many dang on narcissists out there today? So a lot of people, this is going to sound weird, but a lot of people think that narcissism is just blown out of proportion nowadays. Like, narcissist is this new buzzword that's just taking the world by storm and whatnot. But it's not. Narcissists have been around. Toxic people, narcissistic people have been around since biblical times. There are narcissistic people in the Bible. There are toxic people in the Bible. There are toxic people all throughout history. You know, they might not be clinically diagnosed narcissists, but there are a lot of people who write books and literature nowadays trying to going back and looking at the signs and symptoms and trying to diagnose people from back in the day. Because, you know, I don't think Mr. Adolf was a person of sound mind and body, so to speak. You know, I don't think he was just he was not a non-toxic person. You know, I think we can all agree on that. Well, most of us can agree. There's some people.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Out there. But yeah, narcissists have been around for a long time, y'all. But now the spotlight is on it. Now the spotlight is on narcissistic people. Now narcissistic people are being lit up. Now the light has been shined on narcissists all around the world, all throughout the world and whatnot. The light has been shined on all of us. Like, I'm a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. And without the light being shined on it, I wouldn't know who I am. I wouldn't know what I had going on. Yes, my wife called me a narcissist, but where did she learn that word from? What did she learn narcissist from? Her aunt told her. Her aunt said, hey, I think my ex-husband was a narcissist. You might need to check in on Lee, because Lee sounded like he's kind of like Lee, you know? And that's what led to my wife calling me a narcissist, you know? And that's crazy, man. My story is crazy. I appreciate her aunt so much now. You know, I've talked to her aunt. You know, that's why I just tell people, like, sidebar. People ask me, have you apologized to people in your past about the stuff you've done? I apologize to all the people I've hurt that I still am in contact with, you know? Like her aunt. Like, I embarrassed myself in front of her aunt. So I literally have apologized to her aunt and just say, hey, look, I have personality disorder and I only know about it because you told your niece about it, you know? And I'm grateful that you told her, and I'm just very, very sorry for how I treated her and, you know, making her use that word and all the other good stuff. And I promise my behaviors from this point on will be better. And I've been better. 7 years of psychotherapy. But I've done that before. But that's how the light got shined on me, you know? The word is being like, is it used too much nowadays? I would say it's used too much. I know everybody's not a clinically diagnosed narcissist, but there are a lot of narcissistic, toxic ass people out there right now. And the crazy thing about it is, why are there so many narcissists? Yo, narcissism right now in today's society is rewarded. You get rewarded for being narcissistic. You get rewarded for being toxic as hell. You get rewarded for being petty and causing drama and stirring things up. You get rewarded for being toxic and narcissistic nowadays. You know, and I think a lot of people see that and don't understand that that's the way it goes and whatnot. Like, narcissistic people are all around. And like I said, there's a prize, like a prize at the end of the pot of gold at the end of the toxic rainbow, rewarded for your narcissism, for your selfishness, because like I need to hoard all my coins. I need to hoard all my, you know, I get supply and validation for being narcissistic, for looking the best, for being the best, you know, for treating people horribly. Yeah, people do. Yep. And who gets rewarded for treating people horribly? Yeah, there are people that are famous right now that are just famous because they treat people badly and they publicize it. You know, they write blogs about it. You know, they write attack ads on people. That's all they do is cause drama and stir up drama because they want to be the center of attention. They take attention from other people by pointing out negativity or just making light of other people. You know, narcissism is, you get rewarded for nowadays. And I know y'all understand what I'm saying. You know, me, I know people just, you can look at me as an example right here. This is a different level of being rewarded for narcissism because I use mine for good. You know, I use my self-awareness for good. I use my self-awareness to help people. I use my self-awareness to be there for people. I use my self-awareness to help people grow and to bring people together, right? That's what I use my self-awareness for. But there are a lot of narcissistic, toxic ass people who use their self-awareness for bad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, but they still get rewarded for it. There are some other self-aware narcissists online right now that, you know, that do something similar to what I do, but they have ill intent. You know, they're not trying to actually help people. They're actually trying to paint themselves as victims and just like, hey, feel sorry for me because I'm a narcissist. This is why I'm a narcissist. You should feel bad for me. Feel bad for the narcissist in your life. You know, give that narcissist another shit. There's some people out there who preach that message. And Lee, why don't you just name them? I would tell you who it's not. It's not Ben Taylor in Raw Motivation. It's not Leon Walker. You know, it's not, I can just say it's at least not those two. You know, there's some other ones that are pretty decent as well. But like, you know, yeah, I digress. Just be careful who you follow. But like I said, narcissism is rewarded nowadays. Like, you the light gets shined on you. Like for some narcissists and toxic people, any attention is good attention. Any attention is supply, even if it's negative attention. You know, people get like, if you are narcissistic enough, you can build a damn cult. You have a cult like following, people that do your bidding. You know, you don't have to fight your own battles anymore. That's a benefit to being narcissistic. Like, if I'm a narcissist, right, and I build my platform, I build my image out there, or my reputation big enough, I can have people fight my battles for me. That's the most that is like craziness right there. You know, that is so powerful and so insane. It's so insane right there that you can build it up like that. You know, there's a power to it. There's a dynamic to it. Like, if I get my platform big enough and I have so many people on my side that they will fight my battles for me, I can get my own flying monkeys. Why wouldn't I be a narcissist? You see, why wouldn't I be narcissistic? Because being narcissistic is a way of getting your needs met. So everybody in the world has narcissistic qualities, right? But not everybody is pathologically narcissistic. You know what I mean? That's when you're pathological, you get your needs met by hurting other people. You know, your needs get met by hurting other people, and you use other people to your advantage. You manipulate situations to your advantage, to the negative effect of other people. You know, not everybody does that. So Lee, you just saw everybody in the world narcissist. No, I didn't. I said everybody in the world is on a spectrum of narcissism. It's like you might be from zero to 10. If you have 0 to 3, you are just a normal person. 4, 5, 6, you might sort of slide up this scale of being toxic, you know. You might slide up this scale. You know what I mean? Because like I said, there, like, you just look into your own life right here, regardless of whatever age you are. Because most of my people who follow me, I looked at it the other day, are between the ages of like 24 and like 50 something. So I'm 38 years old. So I'm right in the middle of that, right? I still, no, I would say like, that's like my grandparents, but I don't have any more grandparents. That sucks. I don't have any more grandparents, and it sucks. But if you still blessed enough to have your grandparents around, some of our grandparents could have been toxic, narcissistic people. Some of our grandparents could have had mental health issues and things of that nature. Like, just because there wasn't a light shine on it back in the day, you know, doesn't mean that there wasn't narcissists and toxic people and people who had mental health issues. My own grandfather my therapist said my own grandfather was possibly undiagnosed schizophrenic. And he just woke up one day and went into the bathroom. He went into the bathroom one day and decided that he didn't want to be here anymore at 5:30 in the morning. Maybe the voices got too loud for him. He decided that he didn't want to be here anymore, right? Literally 5:30 a.m. he got up and went ahead and put a pew-pew to his head and ended his own life. Matter of fact, I found it on Ancestry.com. It says time of injury is March. Well, dang. Oh, it's like March. It says March 4th. March 3rd, 1974, 5:45 a.m. Self-inflicted wound to the head. Yep. Unalived himself in the morning time. March 4th, 1974. So it's almost exactly 50 years ago to this day when he did it, right? It's a little week over a week ago. So he had mental health issues. You see? It's always been around. It's just like society and technology has shined a brighter light on it. They've always been around. Some of our grandparents, some of your grandparents are narcissistic. Some of your grandparents are toxic. Some of your grandparents might have schizophrenia or ADHD or BPD or ASPD. You know what I mean? You just don't know that. So narcissists have always been around, even in biblical times, even in times before, like, you know, just back in the day, narcissistic people got exposed in the newspaper. How many people get the newspaper? You know what I mean? The national newspaper. You know what I mean? Narcissistic abuse wasn't talked about. Like, imagine coming to your door, somebody driving by and riding by a horse and buggy. You know what I mean? Spreading the word about narcissistic abuse. Like, yeah, in front of your house. Like, throw a newspaper, hit your door. You know, you open it up. Narcissistic abuse takes the nation by storm. You don't know. Like, this is a newspaper. You know? Fake news. This is fake. It could be fake news. Sorry, y'all. I know it sounds silly, but could the newspapers have been the first fake news back there? Hey, honey, they talk about narcissistic abuse. This sounds like you. Honey, baby, that's the fake news media right there. It's the newspaper right there. You gonna trust the newspaper? The first gaslighting. You know what I mean? But that's how it goes right there. That's part of it. I just want people to understand that narcissists have always been around. They really, really have, right? And it just sucks that people are finding out about it right now. And like I said, I really would want to say that this is where it goes right here. This is the dynamic. This is the space that it goes into. So I really want y'all to be safe. I really want y'all to be empowered. And I really, really want y'all to just understand that this is why there are so many narcissists today. That is the number going to go down? No, unless the internet goes away. The narcissists will still increase in value. They will still increase in number. You know, the internet is creating more narcissistic people. It's not creating more pathological narcissists. Well, maybe because, you know, narcissists, if you get shamed online, maybe you get some trauma and stuff like that, maybe. But I hope this video brought you some understanding that narcissists have always been around. That's why it just seems like they're more now, because the light is shining on them. You know, just like the cockroaches. You know, you can hear them. You can hear, like, when the lights are off, you can hear them crawling around and stuff like that. But when the lights come on, you can see them scatter. You know, you really see how many are in there. But again, y'all, check out my mini course about understanding the seven stages of a narcissistic relationship, especially if you're trying to figure out why you got picked, why the love bombing stopped, why you got discarded. Do all narcissists hoover? I've added three stages to myself as a diagnosed narcissist. Check it out. Link is in the description of every video and podcast that I do. Enter the code LEE 10 for 10% off the mini course. And check out my support group as well, called the Mental Healers. I'm active in there every single morning, every single day, answering people's questions. It's a small group called the Mental Healers. It's like five of us in there right now. There's only five people in my little support group. And everybody's becoming friends and talking. It's so cool, y'all. Anyways, y'all, if you're looking for people to understand what you went through, check out the Mental Healers group. The link is in there too. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.